It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio on this Memorial Day Monday. Coming up on Central Time, we'll get the scoop on how to make tasty homemade veggie burgers. First, we're talking to an expert about the oral history program at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. On this Memorial Day, we thought it would be the perfect time to learn about how the histories of Wisconsin-connected veterans are collected and how they're used. Ellen Brooks is with us. She's the oral history archivist for the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Ellen, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
So when this oral history program got started, what was the goal initially?
The initial goal was to collect the first-person experiences of veterans from every conflict. We collect stories from veterans of any era and every branch of military. And the initial goal was just to try to get that first-person perspective. We have a lot of artifacts. We have a lot of facts and dates. But we really wanted to learn about what it was like to be in the military, what it meant to serve.
How are stories that are told in person, the way that you collect them in this program, different than written memories, for instance?
I think what happens in an interview, the interviews are conducted either by myself or by our trained volunteers who are mostly veterans themselves. And what can happen in that person-to-person interaction can be somewhat magical. I think people really tend to open up when they have another person in front of them listening and caring about what they're saying. So we have people who tell us things in these interviews that they've never expressed before, that they probably might not have written down before. And so I think what happens there can be very emotional and very, very exciting.
So it sounds like a really precious kind of storytelling that you might not get otherwise. Can you tell us about one or two of the stories or even just little anecdotes that stood out for one reason or another?
Sure. I think a lot of times what has happened since I've been on board and some of the interviews that I've participated in, I'll be connected by a veteran's son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter, and they're really excited about having their grandfather or grandmother or father or mother's story told, and they just don't know exactly how to go about it. And one of the first interviews I did was actually a grandson who put me in touch with his grandfather, and I sat down with them together, and we did the recording. I of course, did the questions and all the technical stuff, but to have the grandson there to be a part of it, that was really special.
And so maybe it brings the people together closer within the family.
It does, and I think that sometimes it can be tricky within a family to get your veteran relative to open up about these things. Sometimes they don't want to be overly emotional. They don't want to say anything that might be disturbing or unsettling. So I think that having this somewhat professional experience with the Veterans Museum, it kind of helps bridge that gap that might have been there otherwise between veterans and civilians.
How do you find the veterans to collect their stories?
It's predominantly word of mouth, just people telling people about their own experience with the Veterans History Museum. They just let them know that this exists. And we also have been doing some marketing in terms of Facebook, and we've got a new blog out. So we just kind of slowly wait until people come to us. But we're going to start kind of more aggressively doing some outreach. We've got some events planned this summer, so I'll be out there and letting people know that the program exists and they should come share their stories with us.
And so in general, when you've got a veteran who's ready to share their story, do they come to the Veterans Museum or do you go to them?
Either one. We would like to do whatever is most convenient. So we do travel all over the state to interview people if they're more comfortable having the interview done at their home. If they're Madison located, then sometimes we meet up at some type of mutually convenient place. We've actually been using some of the rooms at the main Madison Library, which has been very convenient. I do have a couple interviewers who are based out of Milwaukee, so they'll usually be assigned to the Milwaukee-based veterans. But we go to homes if that's what works the best, and especially with some of the older veterans, that's usually easier, and we just want them to be really comfortable with the experience.
So you are talking about things that I can imagine would be sensitive, that would have a lot of emotional resonance even over the years later. How does the person collecting the story, talking to the veteran, go about, you know, getting trained and making sure that they're a sensitive listener?
Sure. Well, obviously, that's very important, and we take that very seriously. Besides myself, who I have training, I actually have a master's in oral history, so kind of extensive training in the art of interviewing, but I sit down with people who are interested in becoming interviewers, and several of them had been trained before I even took this position on, and a lot of them, I think I mentioned before, are veterans themselves, so that already helps. It gives them a leg up. A veteran tends to feel more comfortable and open up more easily with another veteran, but usually there's a training session that just involves a lot of technical things, how to work the recorder, a lot of, you know, how to handle the paperwork, just to get all of that stuff out of the way. And then just the art of listening. We talk a lot about silences, letting silence be comfortable, taking breaths, reflective questions. So it's usually a session. And then it is also the type of thing that the more you do an interview, I think the better you get, the more comfortable you are. So we've got some really skilled interviewers.
What are these oral histories like, and what kind of stories are the veterans telling?
They're very interesting because they vary so vastly. We've got over 1,900 interviews in our collection now, and some of them are 30 minutes long, and we have one, I found one recently, that was 5 hours of tape.
Wow.
So it can completely depend on, you know, obviously these are personal narratives, so these are individuals that have their own characters. Some are much more verbose than others. Some, you know, aren't that interested in talking. So it can vary widely, and we get a lot of funny stories because a lot of what happens in military service, there's a complete side of humor that I think people often overlook. So we get a lot of funny anecdotes, a lot of stories of friendship and camaraderie, a lot of stories about, you know, getting mail, how exciting the mail is, how bad the food is, a lot of your everyday type stuff. And then we do get some of those harder, heavier combat stories, injuries, near-death experiences. And so it just depends on that certain situation that the veteran went through.
Today is Memorial Day, and we're remembering fallen service people.
Mm-hmm.
How do people talk about death and trauma in the military and when they're telling these stories?
I think that it's changed a little from the World War II era to today. Not to say that it's gotten any easier. I think that today's veterans, the younger generation, not that it's easy for them to open up, but I think that they may have learned from the past generations. I think it's still a very somber thing, obviously, something to be dealt with a lot of respect. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum is part of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and I think that veterans can go and use these services and these benefits and hopefully find a place to talk and open up. But it's never easy. There's really no good answer for that.
Does there tend to be a moment for the veterans where something transformative happens, especially when they're talking about things that they may have carried with them for a long time? Or is it primarily something for the listener and the people who listen later on?
I think it can definitely be both, and I think it often is both. Some of the people that we've interviewed have turned around and said they would like to become interviewers themselves just because of the relief that they felt. And obviously an oral history is not a therapy session, so we're not asking people to completely bare their souls, and there's a different purpose here, and it is professional. But I think that there is a sense of relief that can happen from the oral history interview, not only sharing your story, but also knowing that that story is going to go and be preserved and listened to and used by future generations.
For those people who are listening who may want to participate in this project or who might have a family member who has a story to tell and maybe hasn't shared it, how can they get in touch and maybe prepare themselves for telling their story?
Sure. The best thing to do is to contact me, and I can go ahead and give you that number and my email. There's also a page on the museum's website, and the website is wisvetsmuseum.com. And there's a little tab at the top that says Veterans, and you can click that, and that will navigate you to a little interview request form. So once I receive that request form, then I get in touch with either the relative who contacted me or the veteran themselves, and we talk a little bit about the program, if they have any questions. And I also send them a sheet that's basically a little what to expect description for the interview, so they can be comfortable, they know what they're getting into going in. Sometimes veterans like to take notes just so they can kind of stay on track with the interview. Sometimes people like to bring in pictures to jog their memory. And that's all fine. We encourage people to prepare in any way that makes them comfortable.
Perfect. Well, Ellen, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Ellen Brooks, oral history archivist for the Wisconsin Veterans Museum.